That'll pick that up.
But not all my bad language.
No, but not
those are language.
Fair game.
But when you bleep out the names, people are going to think we're just cursing.
And it's funny because it like doesn't make sense. It's like, what word did they use?
Yeah, at Nick's wedding.
You know that word's going to be cute. Because
what is this green stuff?
Oh,
is?
Well, because isn't she a wedding planner?
It is.
Yeah, she is. Right?
No,
no. Just the...
Are you allergic to kale?
No, it's just yucky.
It is
my taste buds are.
I heard that you're supposed to massage it. That's what I was told. To make
kale?
It
kale?
Better.
Yeah.
I love
kale.
I can eat
what
it
What is massaging? Why does that have to...
How do you
it is very
it?
Spicy.
You massage it with, like, olive oil.
What is wrong with you, baby?
It is.
It's jalapeno.
I mean, I'm going to eat it, but it's spicy.
It was. My mouth is still on fire.
Who made it?
And I'm drinking milk now.
Yeah, we're drinking enough milk.
My recipe for spinach dip says, 1 cup of jalapenos, and I always say, no, thank you.
You don't do the exact recipe.
He left out the artichoke.
No wonder
it tastes
so
artichoke.
But it's not spinach.
It's a family thing.
It's just spinach dip.
There's tomatoes in it.
It's like,
it's
then it's
finished
tomato dip.
Yeah. They
don't
have
artichoke.
Get it right.
There's no cheddar in it.
Cheddar's.
Mm.
Oh, God.
There should
the
be
restaurant.
Sponsor.
I thought you said it was cheddar and spinach dip, and I was like, no, false. You okay?
Sponsored by Clorox Wipes.
Me?
They're good.
So they're sponsored by Clorox.
I'm trying to lie.
No, but okay, so talking. Yes, there are such things as nice Harry Potter games, but.
Yeah, who knows
what
those
are.
Oh,
so
right, nice Harry Potter.
I
tell us.
Was first time meeting this friend last night, and they have, you know, they're really careful about this game because it's something that, you know, like, you basically, if you're a big Harry Potter fan, you go through, it's game 1, game 2, game 3, game 4, game 5, all the way to game 7, because it's the years you're in Hogwarts.
Hey,
and
no
you're
spoilers,
either...
by the way. No,
what?
No spoilers.
That's okay.
Just not saying spoilers.
Oh, of the game?
Of the story.
He's never
oh.
seen the movies.
No,
but I
don't
care.
But basically with the game, it's a 4-player game because there's someone who's Ron, someone who's Hermione, someone who's Harry, and someone who's Neville.
Oh, ruined the story.
and you go each year and defeat the
something
the evil
monsters
like
Malfoy
trolls
like evil people in each year.
Well, he just left, so I don't
well,
know. Why
just like so like game 1 is like Craven Goyle Malfoy and like something else.
Mm-hmm.
Year 2 is adds Tom Riddle and the Basilisk and that kind of stuff into the mix and the Dementors. So basically what happens is she had them pocket protected.
Stop eating it.
She had them pocket protected because she's like, oh, I don't want liquids near my game. And so we got water because we're at this like coffee house, and I decided to put it in my Camelback because I was like, oh, it has a lid and a straw. Well, you know, sometimes when you have Camelback, the straw will like release water because
mm-hmm.
it's not empty, and somehow and
yeah.
like stays. That started getting water on the game, and I was like, oh crap, I'm sorry. Then about 30 minutes later, I knock my iced coffee all over the game, and then...
You ruined the nice Harry Potter game.
I did it, but, because we were fast action, but, and then, when we were saying goodbye, I knocked down another cup, and I don't even know how, because I don't even know where it was, but all of a sudden, somehow I knocked it down, and this new friend was like, well,
did they ask you to not come back?
And then today, you spilled your food everywhere.
Spiked her plate in her lap.
I was setting my tray down and I knocked over a cup of water. So then my friends go and get paper towels and they're coming back with paper towels. And as they're coming back with paper towels, I knocked down another friend's like chocolate milk. And then they went to go get more paper towels.
Downstairs.
And I'm pretty sure
the bathroom
yeah,
downstairs,
we were.
By the way.
Yeah,
we
were.
So then they
come back and by
so
the knocked down another cup. So I knocked down 3 cups in a row. And of course, is like super frustrated with me.
Who?
And please! And he was super frustrated with me, and I go, oh, don't cry over spilled milk.
Did they ask
me
to
leave? And they asked me to leave. They're like, never mind.
Wait,
you
can't
know.
That.
That's
like
forever.
Yeah.
Mm. You put them there.
Were they up here?
Yeah, here they are.
Are you leaving us?
Yeah.
Are you leaving?
I have to go.
Bye.
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 Well, you look real cute.
Yeah.
If I bleed,
adore.
Give me like 10 minutes and I ain't gonna be in this no more.
Hey, did you get enough Kraft mac and cheese? Was
I
it
did.
So
The Kraft mac and cheese was amazing.
I know. Wasn't it so comforting?
It was.
was. It's yeah. the best comfort food.
I thought it was
food.
Crafty.
Oh! Oh.
We just lost just... our sponsor.
That was
bye!
Awesome.
Bye!
Bye.
Stay safe!
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Shut it down.
Love you, Mina.
The window
is
open.
Your window
is
open.
Oh!
Hey, I love the idea of this soup.
So, if you follow the instructions that she did not do, it wouldn't taste like this.
I know, I've had it before.
What would it taste like?
Not spicy.
You added spice?
No! Okay, so here's the thing. So, I'm poor right now. All the time. And so I had some frozen sausage in my freezer.
Yum.
And so I was like, y'all were like, let's do Supper Club the week before the gets paid. And so I was like,
here.
I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that. And so I Pinterested sausage soup because that's all that I have. And so I found this one and it sounded really yummy and all this stuff. And I have two different sausages in my freezer. There's this one, which it's like Dickies, so it's sponsor us, Dickies. And then there's some other kind that said jalapeno cheddar. So I was like, I'm not going to use the jalapeno cheddar one because that might be spicy for people like and
thanks for thinking of me.
I did.
Actions speak louder than words.
So I took out the other one that just said Dickies, and I was like, okay, so pull out that one. Open it up to, like, start cutting it, and cheese squirts out. And so I was like...
hate when that happens.
And so I was like...
That's what you call it?
And cheese comes out your sausage.
That's what you call
and
it.
And so... sorry. You can edit that out.
This is why we're just listening.
One long breathe.
Anyways, so I was like, crap. I was like, well, maybe it's just cheddar sausage.
Yeah,
and it was incorrect. It was jalapeno cheddar sausage.
Both
sausages that I had in my freezer were just...
I think they were...
So you thought you had two different kinds, but you didn't.
They're two different brands, same
sausage,
thing.
Sausage cheddar jalapenos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also used Rotel instead of regular tomatoes.
Okay,
that explains
Do not sponsor us, Rotel!
I also put red pepper flakes. So yeah, I made it spicy.
Okay.
On my
own. Okay.
You're betraying us.
Italian food is not spicy.
Yes,
it's no
happy
barbecue
sausage. Have you tried
their
spaghetti though?
Her spaghetti is
spicy. Spaghetti is spicy.
Why?
Yeah.
So
she puts Rotel in it.
So she's speaking of accidentally grabbing the wrong things, I
made
taco soup last week. Because it's amazing, and she made it all the time during college.
Yes.
And so I went and I grabbed the taco pack, and accidentally, instead...
Did you grab gravy?
No.
As you.
Oh, my God. That's a fun word to say.
I grabbed the taco pack, and I didn't look at... I was like, really out of it. I was like, I wonder why there's so many. I just grabbed...
We all know where this is going. Please tell us what it was.
What? Yes. What packet did you
please just tell us
this
what it
like
was.
The longest story. And she had the same sausage the whole time. Drag out really good story. Podcast maybe 15 minutes or shorter.
This one's going to be like 3 hours.
You didn't do it.
Yay.
I grabbed extremely hot.
Oh no.
And I didn't realize it until I was eating the taco soup. And I was like, why is my nose running?
What's happening to me?
What's happening?
I have sweat dripping down my face. Also, halfway through her story, water went back in my nose.
That's not good.
It's supposed to not do that.
Oh.
It's like drowned.
Drowned?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Drowned it.
Yeah. Oh, you got a photo, bro. Boob shot. Nice.
It was just there.
Oh, I thought you were aiming at hers.
No.
Where is Arlo?
He's outside.
Lovely.
I'm so full. No,
yeah.
It was really good.
Are you comforted?
No, now I'm miserable.
that's like the opposite.
I was like 4 bites away from comfortable. Like, should have stopped.
I heard that your stomach takes 20 minutes to tell your brain that you're full.
I have heard that.
That's why you're supposed to eat slow.
Yeah.
That's
I eat like a vacuum cleaner.
But like, we
don't
do that. Did you say eat like a... What?
Like a vacuum cleaner.
Like, once you get that message that, oh, I'm full, but you've still been shoveling food into your mouth for the last 20 minutes, you're like, full plus 20 minutes of shoveling food into your mouth.
Plus, you're already in the routine of shoveling food in your mouth, so you continue to do so.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And then you're like, oh, I'm full. And then you think, no, I haven't. But no, you've expanded full by 20
also,
minutes.
And then also, our food is so good that you just want to
keep. You continue.
Especially
it's
just right. Like, grab my food.
You just take breaks. It's like first dinner, second dinner,
yes.
Third dinner.
Also,
I just we have it.
This is how she eats.
Also, yeah, there's exactly. Should we talk about the garage sale?
We went to a garage sale today, and this guy had like 13 vacuums lined up on the side of his driveway, and we were like,
probably stole them from
someone.
No, that sounds like my house.
So he's
my mother's addicted to them.
Yeah, we were like, okay,
you only use one at a time.
I know. It was like a hoarder. No, yeah, he was. Yeah. He repaired them, which
did
is
you get
like,
one?
Cool.
We need one
no,
course.
We need a new one. That's what me and Joy were saying.
Yeah.
We needed a new one. So we asked him, and the first one, he's like, that one's 100. And I'm like, I can buy a brand new one for 100. Why would I? So he's like, that one's 100. And he goes, are you looking for bag or bagless? And I was like, I didn't even know they still made the ones with bags. And so we were talking about it for like a minute. And obviously, we're disinterested. As soon as he said $100, we're garage sailing.
Should have asked for 100 cents.
Is that right?
A whole
we
dollar.
Have garage sale. We have garage sale money in our pocket, yeah. Not like credit cards.
It is monopoly money.
He has
a little square on the top of his phone ready to scan your card.
So he was super sweet, and he just
really
repairs
sweet.
Vacuums.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sure there's a market for that,
yeah.
But maybe not. Garage sale.
Yeah. And he continues to tell me about every single vacuum in that line. She walked away. I'm there for like at least 5 minutes.
I was like,
minutes.
Oh, look at these nice paintings.
Emily does that to me all the time, too.
I was like, she should like start crying or something so that she could like at least escape if you're going to walk away.
Thank you.
It's easy. You just listen to them finish their sentence and go, oh, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Come on. Go on to the next
round. No, you let them finish your sentence.
No, say,
no,
I'd love to hear about your vacuums, but there's some paintings that I'm worried are going to go if I don't get over
well,
this.
Well, here's
so.
The deal.
She
started the conversation, so it was
so
only right that she finish it. Because I wasn't buying a vacuum, and I knew it immediately.
Yeah.
But it was really funny to just even drive up and have like 14 or whatever different vacuums lined up on the side of
them. So wait.
They're all different colors.
It's just
bag
a big
or
bag.
Bagless? What it,
yeah, so
he
the
had
old ones,
options.
The old ones. Had what kind of, what brand was that?
Oh,
the
Hoover.
The Hoovers had, like, bags on them, which
no.
I just didn't even know they still made
they
them.
Were,
the
they
brand
were.
Yeah, you have to change.
What
they
have
to change out the
no,
bags.
I
now
mine.
They have, like, plastic cans.
Yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't.
No, you had to, like, buy vacuum bags.
Kirby.
Oh,
it was a Kirby
okay.
Vacuum.
Also,
he's
obviously no one is
sponsor us, Kirby.
Also,
if
he
was
explaining, I have a who's a Kirby salesman.
There you go.
He was my sister's salesman.
Those are the ones
they
used to like.
They're
in Kirby.
Yeah.
Sell.
So,
and they
also,
vacuum your vacuum
around
Kirby
lane.
Yeah, yeah. So also, as he's explaining all these vacuums, he gives the 100 one, and then he goes, and the Kirby, obviously, that one's a lot of money.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, obviously. We
totally
know
like,
what that
was.
So I was just like, yeah, it looks antique. That's why it's
so I can decorate my house with it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, it's obviously more expensive. We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Use it as a coat
rack. Use it as, I don't know what you. But he had it like wrapped up because apparently they oxidize. And I'm like, that's not a good selling point. He's like, so that's why I have it wrapped in a plastic bag.
You should have just said like, we're looking for something for like $5. Do you have any of those?
Right. We're looking for one that you just want to get
come out like a broken like hand
it's
vacuum.
A
yeah.
It doesn't even have to have a handle as long as I can push it somehow across the floor. We're good.
Oh, man.
That was hilarious. You meet some very interesting people.
This is true.
She meets very interesting people anywhere.
That's true.
This is very accurate. I do meet very interesting people.
That well, if you talk to that many people, you're bound to find some fun ones.
just don't talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I
do remember that. He was really cute.
I know. You talked to him for a long time.
He talked back and he
you should ask about Kaylin's cute stranger that she won't give her number to.
Oh,
no.
I literally ran away.
Like,
what happened?
He has to tell
this
story, man.
He's a doctor!
What?
Well,
he's a surgeon!
He's a dentist. Oh, okay.
That means he has a 9-to-5 job, which means he doesn't get called away excited for things. Wow. Just saying.
Which means true. He gets paid a lot of money, which means you get to have the fun rings.
Okay, but let her tell you.
Exactly. Yeah, like, hear the story. Why did you
talk about her story? Because he has asked her.
More than once.
Well, it sounds sketchier than it is, but I met him in the park.
It doesn't sound
sketchy. Oh.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
He has taken an oath. He has taken an oath to not harm, so we're fine. It's okay. He even said that. He was like, why do you think I'm
okay, never mind.
That's
a
doctor.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Doctors are the ones who've gone through the training to, like,
save you.
That or kill you. They know exactly where to go to make it most efficient. Well,
so
just saying.
I watch Criminal Minds. Exactly.
I can kill people with these two fingers.
So I didn't give him my number.
I do the bed with these thumbs.
I'm listening.
We're all listening.
What's his name? Story.
Arlo.
I don't even know his last name. His name is Nick.
Dr. Nick.
I was
going to
say, he doesn't go by doctor something.
He did not introduce himself that way.
Oh,
yeah,
surprisingly.
Yes! So you met him at the park.
Same amount of
park. I'm not weird. I've met him a few times. Not met him, like I've seen him a few times in the park, because I run there, and he has his dogs, takes his dogs out there.
So he likes the aminals.
Mm-hmm. Aminals.
Because we're seven.
Yeah.
Really, shovel spoon? Rule.
That is the rule.
I actually said, I'm sure I'll see you around, and then I ran.
keep giving him hope. If you don't want to see him again, you need to say no.
But maybe she does.
Yeah, he's a cute doctor.
He's
a cute doctor.
Figure that out first. I have this really nice friend who lives in.
She has a really nice single roommate.
So crazy.
I like saw it come out in a
needle. How was it?
She got really excited
about Phoebe's running.
That was the most enthusiastic.
Remember when we used to Phoebe run around campus?
Remember
when
we
would
stop?
No.
Pictures we had taken of each other that we didn't know about.
And that's how you became friends.
I'm not kidding, that's how
because
we became friends.
We were secretly obsessed with each other.
That's hilarious.
We used to cross campus
playing Mission Impossible music and like tuck in a ninja roll around campus.
I remember that.
It was fun. I got so many weird looks.
I would like to point out has also stalked me before.
Okay, so I've had a kind of rocky history. I will say she's never stalked me.
I couldn't get up.
I said that I know of.
That's how we met. She stalked me.
I thought you were shitty.
You thought I was shitty. But still, you followed me around.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't remember how we met.
I think because I got adopted into your
Goodbye.